if we think about the halacha of Neris Chanukah, which the Gemara we've been discussing, starting from Daf Chaf Aleph, speaking about the halachas of Neris Chanukah, the one halacha, the one concept that keeps on emerging again and again as we speak about Hilchas Chanukah is the concept of Pursumei Nisa. The entire Yontif of Chanukah actually is all about Pursumei Nisa, to publicize the great nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf at the time of Chanukah. And the Gemara indeed on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base says that what is the mitzvah, when is the time that one should light the Neiris Chanukah? Mitzvasa mishetishka achama, the mitzvah is from Shkia ad shetichla regla menashuk regla de tarmidoi. And Rashi explains what does regla de tarmidoi mean. It's the name of a nation that were people who collected even the small pieces of wood, and when people came home and they didn't have wood for fuel, for fire, for heating, they would go back out to buy these small pieces of wood from these Tarmidoi merchants. And they were the last people that were found in the street. Until that is the Zman for Halakas Ner Chanukah. Clearly, the Gemara is teaching us that what is the Zman for Halakas Ner Chanukah? The Zman for Halakas Ner Chanukah is the time where people are still in the street and they could see the candles being lit. Once those people are no longer in the street, there is no chiyuv to light the Chanukah lecht. And as the Mefarshim explained, the reason the Gemara specifies the Zman of Halakas Ner Chanukah specifically this way, from Tishka Chama until the Raglit HaMadoi and no longer in the street, which as we know, and Mitzvah Shem will still speak about, is the shear of a half an hour. Why doesn't the Gemara just say a half an hour after the Shkia? The reason the Gemara, explains the Mefarshim, chose to mention this halacha this very way is indeed to teach us this very important lesson. A person is in a situation of shetishka chama. The sun is going down. The world is very dark for him. He's in a situation that he can't even prepare to have wood in his home. He comes home. He finds that he doesn't have a piece of wood to cook with, a piece of wood to give light, a piece of wood to give heat. Life is very dark. He takes the candles of Chanukah. The candles of Chanukah teach him the lesson that there is never a situation by Klal Yisrael that we're left without hope. There is never a situation of Shetishka Chama. There is never a situation that we don't have some hope for the future. Chanukah and the Pursumei Nisa of Chanukah teach us that a Jew that lives with Emunah and Betachin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has hope. And always HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will bring us a Yeshua. So now that we've established that this concept of Pursumei Nisa is actually the entire lesson of Chanukah, the Mefarshim and the Paiskim discuss at great length what does that mean? How do we understand the concept of Pursumei Nisa in Hilchas Chanukah? Are we to understand that Pursumei Nisa is an attribute, is a halacha that we have to follow in Hilchas Chanukah, but it doesn't define the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah? Or is Pursumei Nisa the actual mitzvah? And the mitzvah has to be fulfilled in a fashion of Pursumei Nisa, and if it's not fulfilled in that fashion, then we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Similar to what the Torah says regarding the Dalaminim. The Torah says the Esrig has to be a pre-Eitz Hadar. So when the Torah says that it has to be Hadar, it doesn't mean that Hadar is an attribute. Hadar is a definition. If it's not Hadar, it's not a pre-Eitz Hadar. Similarly, here too, Hadar is a definition, Prisuma Nisa is a definition of the mitzvah. And if you didn't do the mitzvah in the Prisuma Nisa fashion, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So, the Mishnah Berura in the Bir Halacha in Simen Tof Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Zayin Divrei Hamaskel V'yesh Nohagim says the following words: Ulani Estaiti Presume Nisa De Chanuka Enetoli Kol Kach Bezeb. He discusses different concepts of Presume Nisa. The point I want to make is what he says as follows: The Etzem Had Loka Hu Bechlal Presume Nisa. What is the Mishnah Berurah saying here? The Mishnah Berurah is making a very important point. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that Presume Nisa, how does one fulfill Presume Nisa? The way one fulfills Presume Nisa is by properly lighting the Hanukkah menorah. The actual lighting of the Hanukkah candles is the Presume Nisa. And therefore, when one properly lights the Hanukkah menorah, that is how he has actually fulfilled the mitzvah of Presume Nisa. And actually, if we think about it, this question of how to understand Presume Nisa, is Presume Nisa a definition, is just Presume Nisa is the definition of Hadlokas Neiris? In other words, if one properly did Hadlokas Neiris, that's how you do Presume Nisa. Or is Presume Nisa to be looked at as a separate concept? It's really a question discussed in the Gemara. Because the Gemara discusses on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, going into Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, if Chadloka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah. And the Sfas Emes immediately points out, when the Gemara says Chadloka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Hadlaka doesn't, that if you hold Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Hanocha is irrelevant. Because the Gemara itself proves that even if you hold Hadlaka is a mitzvah, which is the way we indeed paskin in the Maskana of the Gemara, on Daf Chaf Gimel Amal Aleph, we have to be concerned where the menorah is put. The Gemara itself says that if somebody's holding the menorah, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Why hasn't he fulfilled the mitzvah? Because Haroya Omer, the person seeing me holding the menorah, says Litzarchu da Adlika, I only lit it for my own personal need. And certainly the man the Omer that says Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah doesn't ignore the Hadlaka. The man the Omer that holds Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah doesn't obviously holds that we have to light a menorah. That's what Hanukkah candles are all about. What they're arguing is, perhaps, is what is, how do we understand the Presume Nisa? They both understand that the main purpose of Neiros Hanukkah is Presume Nisa. What they're debating is, how is the Presume Nisa fulfilled? The man the Omer who holds Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah holds that the mitzvah is fulfilled by lighting the menorah properly, as the Bir Halacha just said. Lighting the menorah properly is the fulfillment of Presume Nisa. The other man the Omer holds Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah is of the opinion that there's two separate dinim. There's a din of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, that you have to light the menorah properly. That, because if you don't have a menorah, then you don't have the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. But after you light the menorah, then put it down in the proper place. Because by putting it down in the proper place, you will now be mefarsim. You now will publicize the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And by publicizing the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, you fulfill the Presume Nisa. So he is of the opinion that Presume Nisa is separate from the Hadlokas Neira. And actually, the Sefer Mari Yecheskel explains that this question of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah goes back to what was the main nace of Chanukah. Do we say that the main nes was the lighting of the menorah, that they found that oil? Or was the main nes that they prevailed in their war against the Yevonim? And the Gemara is teaching us that what Chanukah is commemorated for is, yes, of course, there was a tremendous nitzachon. But that isn't what Chanukah is commemorated for. Chanukah is commemorated for the war, for the nes of the Pach Shemen. And actually, that may be shot in the Gemara that we began with on that Chof Alef on the base, when we began the sugya of Hilchas Chanukah, where the Gemara said, my Chanukah, and the Gemara said, the Tan Rabbanon, and the Gemara goes into the whole nes. What is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking this very question. Of course, Chanukah is commemorated for many different great nisim that happened to us at that time. But what is the Yontav of Chanukah? Is the Yontav of Chanukah the war and the other nisim? Or is the Yontav of Chanukah the nes of the Pach Shemen? To which the Gemara answers, the Gemara doesn't speak about the war. The Gemara speaks about the nes of the Pach Shemen. Because the Gemara is trying to teach us that the main reason we have Chanukah is because of the Hadlokas Haneros, and therefore Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. And therefore, because Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah, that's why the Pesume Nisa is fulfilled with the actual burning of the candle. Actually, the Ksav Sofer takes this concept a step further, and the Ksav Sofer suggests that the machloikis of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah is actually connected to a different question. And that is connected to the question that the Beis Yosef asks, not a different question, but along the same line, that we know the Beis Yosef asks, what was the nes that the first night there was no nes? So why do we celebrate Chanukah for 8 days? The nes only began on the second day. They had enough oil for the first day. So there are many, of course, terutzim given to the question of the Beis Yosef. But two of the terutzim are that indeed, one is that because the first night was only a commemoration of the tremendous nes of the Nitzachon of the Mechama. And another teretz is that even on the first night, they only took a small part of the oil, or as soon as they emptied out the jug of oil, it immediately refilled. Those are the two basic approaches already given by the Beis Yosef to this question. And perhaps these two approaches are reflected in the question of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah. If we learn Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, so in the very first Hadlaka, there was already a nes. And all of the Pesumei Nisa that we have on Chanukah evolves around that nes. And that's why you're fulfilling Pesumei Nisa with the Hadlaka of Chanukah, with the Hadlaka of the Neros. The other Mandama says that Chanukah is not limited to the first, the Chanukah, that it's not limited just to the nes of the neros. It also includes that, it also includes the nes of the melchama. So Pesumei Nisa is not limited, according to him, to the Hadlaka. It's a separate concept. And therefore, that's how Pesumei Nisa is fulfilled. And once the Gemara paskins that Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, we could understand that all the Pesumei Nisa is really evolves around the lighting of the Chanukah candles properly. And with this, we can actually answer a very interesting question. Though, as we've learned the sugyas, so we've learned in the sugya that the two separate halachas, the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya of Hilchas Chanukah discussed the issue of kafsa zakakla or kafsa ena zakakla. If the candle goes out, do we have to relight it, or do we not have to relight it? Then, later in the sugya, on Daf Chabez Amabez Chafchil Gimel, as we just quoted, the Gemara began another question: is Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah or Hanacha Isa Mitzvah? Clearly, nowhere in the Gemara were these two concepts connected. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Lefikach Im Kafsa Kaidim Sh'av Zmanoi, Ein Zakakla. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here connects these two halachas. Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch says that, as we just discussed, that the entire mitzvah is lighting the Chanukah lecht, and therefore says l'fikachem kafsa kaidim shavuz mana. Even if the candle goes out immediately, the halacha is that you have fulfilled the mitzvah and you need not relight it. Where did the Shulchan Aruch take to connect these two issues that in our Gemara were never connected together? The answer is, that's exactly what the Gemara is teaching us, says the Shulchan Aruch. You know why kafsa ein zakuk la? You know why if the candle goes out, you need not relight it? Because the entire mitzvah is the lighting of the candle. And as long as you lit the candle properly, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. And once you have fulfilled the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is presume nisa, and the presume nisa is fulfilled at the moment of lighting, because hadlaka is the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah presume nisa, there's no need to relight it, because you've already done the mitzvah perfectly by lighting it properly. And therefore, we could learn a tremendous chiddush lahalacha that I sort of say for Ner Ishu Beisai, indeed paskins this way. What would be the halacha? Certainly, Kafsa in Zakuk law teaches us that if you lit the menorah and then it went out, you don't have to relight it, as we've been explaining, because Hadlaka is the mitzvah, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. But that obviously is referring to a situation where the candle extinguished the shayim. You did not extinguish the candle. What would be the halacha if someone went and deliberately extinguished the candle? Would the halacha still be the kafsa in zakuk la, you need not be light, or then would the halacha be different? It seems, he says, that it shouldn't make a difference. Because once we're saying that if you lit the candle properly and have hadlaka is a mitzvah, and that's what accomplishes, that's what shows the presume nisa, it makes no difference if the candle was extinguished deliberately or not deliberately. You did your mitzvah perfectly. What does it mean that you did your mitzvah perfectly? Because you lit the candle perfectly, that is what the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah is all about. And actually, if we continue learning that very sif in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that concept expressed again, just to focus on what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. The Shulchan Aruch actually is referring to an issue raised by the Trumas Hadeshen. We know that the halacha is that on Friday afternoon, so it's Shabbos, so we have to light the candles earlier. What would be the halacha if somebody lit the candle on Friday afternoon and the candle went out before Shabbos? Does he have to relight the candle? Because what is the question that the Trumas Hadeshen is discussing? Maybe, says the Trumas Hadeshen, the halacha of kafsa in a zakuk la is only if I lit the candle in the proper time. But if I lit the candle even before the zman of hadlokas neiris, if I lit the candle even before the Zman of Hadlokas, Neiris Chanukah, and now it's still before that Zman, maybe I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. And if I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all, I should see to have the candle relit, either through myself, if I haven't yet been Mekabel Shabbos, or through someone else. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens here in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, but feel a kafsa be'erev Shabbos Koidim Kabbalah Shabbos, if the candles went out right away, it's still Friday. I don't have to relight it. And says the Ramah, if you want to be machmer, ein levarchala. Even the Ramah, who says that somebody wants to be machmer, may not make a bracha again. Why? Because what we're learning here is that the entire mitzvah of presume nisa and the entire mitzvah of hadlokas neiris is only during the time, is during the lighting. And once the lighting has been done properly, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. And if you have fulfilled your mitzvah, you need not do it again. There is no mitzvah besides the lighting. Relighting is not a mitzvah. And even the Ramah, who's concerned, maybe if it's still by day, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, is only concerned because it's so early in the day. And indeed, the Taz and the Prima Gadim say that one should try to relight the candle if it went out before Shabbos. But you don't have to. Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the lighting of the candle. The lighting of the candle is what shows the presume nisa. And with this, actually, we could also understand a shaila that's discussed by many paiskim. We know that the halacha is that every night we paskin like Beis Hillel on Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis. The machloikis of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, what is the order, how many candles are lit every night? Beis Shammai's opinion is Poiches v'hoylich. Beis Hillel's opinion is Moisef v'hoylich. And what is the machloikis? Well, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, Moisef v'hoylich. So the Beis Halevi already discusses what would be the halacha if a person, for example, on the third night of Chanukah only has two candles. What should he do? And he says that if because the Gemara gave in Beis Hillel two reasons. One reason is because to know what day of Chanukah we're up to. And the other reason was because Malam B'Kodesh Ve'Emeridim. So, says the Beis Halevi, if now it's the third night of Chanukah, and I only have two candles. So if Pshat in Beis Hillel is Malam B'Kodesh Ve'Emeridim, so here I'm not going down. On the second night of Chanukah I lit two candles, and on the third night of Chanukah I'm lighting two candles, so I am not violating the concept of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'Emeridim. If, however, Pshat the Beis Hillel says the Beis Halevi is that you light the amount of candles corresponding to what day of Chanukah it is, so tonight is the third night of Chanukah, not the second night of Chanukah, and I shouldn't light two candles. That's the Beis Halevi. So I saw that Rav Shach in the Sefer Avi Ezri says that according to all explanations of Beis Hillel, you should light on the second night, the third night, two candles, if that's all you have. Because, he explains, the more candles you light, that is showing more of a presume nisa. So of course, on the third night, the best way to show presume nisa is with three candles. But if you don't have three candles, two candles are better than one candle. Why? Because the lighting of the candle is what shows the presume nisa. And the presume nisa is shown at the moment of lighting. And the more candles I light, the more presume nisa there is. And therefore says Rav Shach that certainly everybody would agree that if unfortunately on the third night of Chanukah you only have two candles, light two candles, don't just light one. And actually, that's why we could understand. We're here by Hilchas Chanukah, as all the Mefarshim point out, we find that Hilchas Chanukah is different than all other halachas. Than all other areas of halacha, we don't find the concept of Mahadrin, or in the concept of Mahadrim and Mahadrin. Here, when we speak about the actual lighting of the menorah, we find that the Gemara discusses at great length how you could do Mahadrin and how one could be a Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. What are Chazal teaching us? What Chazal are teaching us is that since the lighting of the menorah is what shows the hiddur, the lighting of the menorah is the presumi nisa, to show, not to get distracted and not to lose sight of what is the main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the lighting of the menorah. And therefore, since the main mitzvah is the lighting of the menorah, that's why the Chanukah menorah is lit specifically with Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin, to show that just like in the time of the Neis Chanukah, which, as we said earlier in the shir, the Neis Chanukah, the Gemara is teaching us, is primarily the Pach Shemen. The Neis Chanukah is primarily the Neis that they had the Emunah and Bitachon when they lit that one little last jug of oil. That's why the Presumin Nisa is in the Ner Chanukah. And as the Beis Halevi indeed explains, they perhaps could have lit with thinner wicks and been able to get more out of their oil. The Pnei Yeshua, very famous Pnei Yeshua, says, don't we have a rule? Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. If everything and everybody are Tomei, then just like the Korban Pesach could be brought with Tuma, maybe they could have brought the Neris Chanukah, even though the oil was Tomei. They didn't want to rely on shortcuts. The Ner Chanukah, they didn't want to bring Betuma. They wanted to bring the Ner Chanukah Betahara. They didn't want to make thin wicks, as the Beis Halevi says. They wanted to make the wicks properly, because the Neis Chanukah is all about the oil and the way they built, the way they lit that oil. And that's why the Mefarshim point out that the halacha is that when we light the Chanukah candle, we say, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim. We're not lighting candles in the Beis HaMikdash. We're lighting candles in our home. What's pshat that we say, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim, that we say that the Neiros are Kodesh? The answer is that indeed, that is what we are saying. Haneiros Halalu. Don't get distracted of what is the mitzvah of Chanukah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim. The Neiros are where are Kodesh. The Neiros is where the Pesume Nisa is fulfilled. The Neiros is where we fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. And therefore, the Gemara Taka indeed on Daf Laman Aleph teaches us that the place to light the Neiros Chanukah are B'toich Asara Tfachim. And the Mefarshim point out under Asar Tfachim is quite low. Why do we light the Chanukah candle so low? Why don't we light, it's 40 inches. Why don't we light it a little taller? The answer is because the lesson that we're teaching us, we dafka want to light the Neiros in the place which is B'toich Asar Tfachim, which we're learning in this Masechta, any area under Asar Tfachim is the Rishus HaRabim. We specifically light the candles in a place that's Rishus HaRabim, in a place where it's noticeable. Maybe normally a candle, a lamp, is on the ceiling. I'm not putting this lamp on the ceiling. This is not a regular lamp. It's a lamp that's Kodesh. It's a lamp that teaches us the concept of Presumei Nisa, and therefore it should be lit specifically in a place where candles are not normally lit. And in fact, the Mefarshim ask a very interesting question. The Gemara, when it discusses this very halacha, where the Ner Chanukah should be, Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, Shenicha l'mal mechof ama, psula kesukah kamavi. It's possible that's like a sukkah that's that tall, is also disqualified. And many Rishonim ask that the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah and the Gemara in Masechta Erevin teaches us that when we're speaking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Gemara uses the word psula. That's what the Gemara says by sukkah. Whereas when the Gemara is teaching us a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, like Erevin, it says yamad. If you made your Erev too high, you made your lechi or kaira too tall, you might make it longer, lower. So here we're talking about a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, asked the Mefarshim. So shouldn't the Gemara here too have said the word, if you put the Ner Chanukah too tall, yamad? The answer is no. If you didn't light the Ner Chanukah properly, as we started this year, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the lighting of the Chanukah candle. And the lighting of the Chanukah candle has to be specifically done in the proper place. And if you didn't do it in the proper place, it may just be a mitzvah drabbanon, but possible. Because if you don't light the Chanukah candle in the proper place, then you failed in the Pesumei Nisa. And if you failed in the Pesumei Nisa, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris. Because Adlokas Neiris means doing it properly, doing it in the proper place, doing it with a way that it does indeed represent a Pesumei Nisa. And actually, to conclude this year, it's actually shot in the Gemara, because all of the Mefarshim ask the obvious question. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah," and the Gemara gives the whole halacha mitzvah anicha. The Gemara gives that, and then the Gemara goes on to the halacha that we've just been discussing, and then the Gemara continues, "Vabarek ein b'mayim, ein b'mayim avon nechoshim v'krabim yeshbay." And the Mefarshim ask, "What is the connection to teach us what happened with Yosef?" That it was thrown into that pit. What is the connection to that, to what we are discussing here about Ner Chanukah, how tall it has to be? And the answer is, the Mefarshim say, that usually we know that we don't speak about Nisim. Because when we speak about Nisim, Kol Nas Loy Nes, for whoever a Nes happens, Menachin Loy Mizuchu Yosef, his Zuchuyas, we deduct from his Chusin. And here we find that the Torah does mention the nes that happened to Yosef. And the Torah and the Gemara here does mention the tremendous nes that happened by Chanukah. And the question is, isn't just that the opposite of what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to not publicize the nesim? So the Mefarshim say there's one time you're allowed to publicize a nes. And that is if it comes with Mesiris Nefesh. Why? Why, if it comes with a Mesiris Nefesh, are you allowed to publicize a nes? Because when it comes with a Mesiris Nefesh, it's a lesson for us to learn. Yosef was Maisa Nefesh. Yosef was going to his brothers. He knew his brothers hate him. And even though he knew his brothers hate him, his father told him to go visit them, so he went, even though it meant great danger to him. Similarly, Chanukah, Klai Yisrael were Maisa Nefesh. As we learned earlier, they could have said, we're in a time of destruction, we're not going to light the menorah, or we're not going to light the menorah to make sure that it's lit perfectly. No, they wanted to do the mitzvah with Mesiris Nefesh. When it comes to Mesiris Nefesh, that's the Pesumei Nisa, lighting the menorah, Yosef being Maisa Nefesh for a mitzvah. That's the Pesumei Nisa of Chanukah that is fulfilled by lighting the mitzvah, lighting the Chanukah candles properly, as Chazal taught us.